Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Sure. 04457.
And that was 04457?
Yes.
May I have your first and last name?
Yep. Eric, E-R-I-C-W-E-L-L-S.
Will you verify that shipping address for me?
What's that?
Will you verify your home address?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. 11 Lake Street, Lincoln, Maine.
Okay, I do see here. Just hold one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I do see here you have this dash cam with us. And the charges that you tried to bill you, they were declined.
Yeah, I got, I was just on the phone with another representative. I was trying to figure out, just going through some of my bank statements here, and I had a charge that I didn't know what it was for, and she had explained to me that it was a dash cam with another charge for I guess it was shipping and handling on that dash cam, but I noticed that it was 2 or 3 months ago now, but I've never received a dash cam, or she said I would get some emails about a voucher. And I've never received any of those either. I have no recollection of purchasing a dash cam. I would really have no reason.
It also showed that your account have already been canceled. So basically it started where you paid the $7.95. They shipped that dash cam out to you as a gift for joining the factory direct savings store. So basically they emailed you with the gift card. So basically you receive $125 to use in the online store.
I never received any of that or I honestly didn't order it. So I don't know where I should go from here.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, sir.
Oh, I didn't make any of these purchases. I didn't order any of these, and I'm not quite sure where to go from here. I certainly haven't. I haven't received anything. Just not too sure what to do at this point.
Okay, so are you saying that you want me to, so would you like for me to transfer you over to the fraud department?
Oh, I thought that's what you were, the last girl I talked to said she was giving me to the fraud department.
I mean, would you like to go through with the fraud investigation? Yes, sir, I am with the fraud department. Would you like to go through with this fraud investigation?
I don't know, unless you can give me a refund or something, I don't know what else to do.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Okay.
Will you verify your email for me?
Sure, it's WELLSIE 1971@icloud.com.
Will you verify that phone number?
Yes, 980-395-2526.
Okay, just hold on a moment.
Yep.
Okay, so that was Wells, and then IE1971 at iCloud.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And then, okay, so the information that you verified to me is the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and go through with a fraud investigation.
Okay. Yeah,
so
I'll
be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Post Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Okay. I just, if it was ordered, I just imagine I would have it by now, no? I'm only thinking that because...
You should have been received the dash cam, but they emailed you the gift card, so you didn't know what was going on, so you wouldn't know that you had to receive the
right
email.
Do you know the address that the gift card would be under? In case if it came in spam or something, I could look in there real quick.
Okay, so would you like to go through with that fraud investigation?
I just hate to have a big investigation if it's just something stupid. I know it was only $80, but I just can't figure out what it was for or anything. I don't recall ordering any of that. I just don't know how that would have happened. So I really don't know what to do. I live by myself, so it's not like somebody, used my phone, I don't think. I don't know. It can't be, I guess it could be something that I just did and don't remember. I don't know. It's not something that usually happens to me.
Okay,
so
you're saying that you don't want to go through it for you just want the refund?
Yes, if that's possible.
Just hold on a moment. Okay, so what I can do, I can offer you a 35% refund.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, I'm still here. Just hold on a moment. I'm still here, just saw one moment. Okay, so do you agree to that 35% refund?
What was it?
a 35% refund. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. I wasn't sure of the question, or was that a question?
Do you agree to the 35% refund?
Well, whatever I can do, I mean, I don't know what else to do, so.
And it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thanks for your help. I do appreciate it. I just don't know what happened there. Just dumbfounded here.
You now have that confirmation for you to write down.
Okay, go ahead.
No, it'd be C for Charlie.
C?
Mm-hmm. 287-7315.
Okay, hold on. 217.
7315.
Okay, what was it? Okay.
7315.
7315.
32.
217-7315, is that correct?
That's correct.
Is there anything else that I may help you with today?
Well, sorry. After the 7315 is 32.
I didn't catch any of that. Are you still on the phone?
I'm here. So you didn't get the confirmation at all, sir?
Well, I if you could just repeat the confirmation number for me one more time, please.
C for Charlie.
C, yes.
287.
287.
731.
731.
532.
532. Okay. Thank you very much.
Is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, but when would I use that confirmation number? If anything happens, verifying
that I have been counseled.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for calling Customer Support, and you have a great day.
Thanks.